Moving on now with Greater LA from KCRW, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Los Angeles is a crowded and competitive restaurant market, so standing out from the noise is no small feat. And with 2022 almost done, it's time to look back at some of the best food that LA has to offer, from Michelin stars to Indian fusion sports bars. Joining us to discuss the state of LA dining is regular contributor and Eater LA food journalist, one of my favorite people, Mona Holmes. Hey, Mona.
Hi, Steve.
What's cooking, by the way?
There's a lot cooking.
There is a lot cooking, absolutely. Eater LA just published their 2022 Eater Awards. So who was crowned Restaurant of the Year?
We all decided that a place called Pija Palace, and that's Pija spelled P-I-J-J-A. It is this odd little spot in the middle of Silver Lake where it's a sports bar, it's a pizza parlor, it's got cocktails that have cardamom, and some of that pizza has chutney on it. Like, it is highly unusual, and there's TV screens everywhere with sports on, and somehow it works.
So what made Pija Palace stand out?
We really liked its spirit. It has something that you hope for when you go into a restaurant, where you have something that's unique and fun and interesting. The food's delicious. And for me, when I sat there for the first time the week after it opened, I love the crowd that kept walking in. This was a great intersection of people from all walks of life coming into this restaurant. And also, the other thing that I really love about it, it doesn't make any apologies for what it is and what it isn't. Like, you don't like sports or TVs? Fine, you can go somewhere else. You don't want chutney on your pizza? Fine, go somewhere else. This is what they do. And I really appreciate what they've put together in this awesome section of Silver Lake.
Y'all gave an Eater Award for Best Backyard Restaurant to a place called Comedor Tenchita.
It's another unusual little spot. There's a wonderful matriarch who she's from Oaxaca, and she's been cooking for years in Los Angeles. And she started this backyard restaurant that's really colorful and beautiful. It's covered. Everyone is super happy. The food is wonderful. You'll be drinking cafe de olla on picnic benches. It's just got a soul to it that I think anyone can enjoy.
The LA Times just released their 101 best restaurants in LA. It's a tradition started by the late Jonathan Gold. Who were in the top spot?
Well, the number one spot was given to Hayato. It's a tiny restaurant. It's a tasting menu. It ain't cheap. It's $350 per person. But it is, I trust Bill Addison from the LA Times taste. And for him to give the number one spot to this restaurant, I know that he returned back there multiple times to make sure that he would give this restaurant its flowers.
What does it tell you, Mona, that you've got at Hayato $350 a head, right? And then just right before that, we're talking about a backyard restaurant in LA with the cultural theme, certainly not that expensive. What does that say, that dichotomy say about the LA food scene?
I feel like it represents the LA food scene very well, because on that same list, you have places like Anajak Thai, which is a lot less expensive than Hayato, or places that are a little bit more accessible to most folks who live in the city. So sure, we're going to have a really great $350 tasting menu. But then you'll also have a place like Sonora Town, where you can get an outstanding taco on that same list for, you know, less than $10. And it's absolutely satisfying and a respectable place of business where you can even take a dozen tortillas home.
We talked about the Eater list. We talked about the LA Times list. And not to be outdone, Michelin just published this year's restaurant ratings on their behalf, awarded stars to an unprecedented 8 new LA restaurants.
Yes, they did.
Who were some of the big winners there? Yeah.
My personal favorite, because I chose it for one of our top new restaurants of the year, was Camphor. I love this restaurant. I've eaten at it quite a few times throughout the year. They opened in February. And the duo of chefs that make this wonderful modern French, but not so French, dining, really great, along with excellent service. But, you know, what it really comes down to is that the food is delicious. I'll always stand behind them.
And what does all of this, Mona, tell us about 2023 and the dining scene going forward into the new year?
So to see so many newcomers do really well and gain international notice, but also the hearts and minds and stomachs of the critics and reporters throughout town and the people who live here is making me feel really great about what we do. And also too, like, you know, once again, with like a restaurant like Camphor and Pizza Palace, or even a place like Jerusalem Chicken, you know, where there really isn't another restaurant in the city that is like these. So to find something really fresh and new amongst these newcomers, I think is an awesome sign for Los Angeles in the years to come.
Mona Holmes, reporter for Eater LA, and of course a regular here at Greater LA. Happy holidays, Mona. Happy New Year, too.
Oh, happy holidays to you. As always, thanks for having me.